This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your Do A Best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Realm. I am Dina Bruderek. The Huron County Road Commission has announced upcoming bridge maintenance work set to begin next Monday over the Pigeon River in Windsor Township, Haste and Nutter Roads. The primary focus of the project involves concrete patch repairs to the piers with the goal of extending the operational lifespan of the existing bridges. Beginning on May 20th, Haste Road will be closed between Nutter Road and Gagetown Road over the Pigeon River. Following the completion of this phase, bridge work will shift to Nutter Road between Geiger Road and Broderick Road over the Pigeon River, with work expected to conclude by July 2nd. Designated detours will be in place. Motorists are urged to adhere to posted detour routes. For additional information, you can kindly reach out to the Huron County Road Commission. County by county, the effort to make motorists aware they share the road with motorcycles continues. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. As such, Jeremy Barrett of Abate, the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, has been going county to county seeking commissioners' support on Motorcycle Awareness Month and to promote the Look Twice to Save a Life effort. Tuscola County commissioners were the first in the Thumb to go on record supporting the effort, and Huron commissioners were the second. Select commissioners were the next to join the effort. As soon as the weather gets warm, motorcyclists are out and about with their machines, which are much smaller than four-wheel vehicles, which makes them easy to overlook. Motorcycle Awareness Month is a reminder that most four-wheel vehicles versus motorcycle crashes could be avoided with respect and awareness of motorcycles on streets and at intersections. And Michigan State Police troopers responded to a two-vehicle crash at the temporary four-way stop at the intersection of M142 and M19 around 8:48 a.m. on Monday, May 13th. According to reports from the MSP Carroll Post, a 69-year-old female from Ubley and a 76-year-old from Decker were involved in the collision. Both vehicles attempted to cross the intersection simultaneously, resulting in the crash. Assistance from the Bad Axe Fire Department and Huron County Sheriff's Department was crucial in managing the situation. This incident underscores the importance of adhering to traffic rules, particularly at intersections. It's vital to remember that vehicles that arrives and stops first at an intersection typically has the right-of-way. When multiple vehicles approach the intersection simultaneously, the vehicle on the left should yield to the intersection typically to the one that's on its right, reducing the risk of collisions and ensuring smooth traffic flow. As a reminder, a temporary four-way stop is in place at that intersection of M142 and M19 as downtown Bad Axe operates as a one-way street due to the ongoing $5.2 million project to revitalize M142 and downtown Bad Axe. Those detour routes direct westbound traffic into Bad Axe via Carpenter Road, which is M19, and Learman Road to M53. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Hard Joe's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. This is National Police Officers Week, and St. Clair County will host a special event to honor that and all of those who serve in the law enforcement field. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department, and the Port Huron Police Department will be hosting a special event on Wednesday, May 15th. There will be a ceremony from 10 until 11 a.m. at the International Flag Plaza in Port Huron. And President Joe Biden says he won't participate in the campaign debate sponsored by a nonpartisan commission, instead challenging Republican Donald Trump to a pair of debates. Biden said Wednesday that Trump lost two debates to him in 2020, and since then, he hasn't shown up for a debate. Biden proposes debating Trump twice. The Democrat suggests the two candidates could pick some dates, taking a dig at Trump's ongoing hush money trial, but noting that the Republican is free on Wednesdays, the usual day off in the trial. Trump tells Fox News Digital Biden's proposed dates are fully acceptable to him. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine in an interview with Chinese media. The remarks come on the eve of his visit to partner China that has backed Moscow in its invasion of its neighbor. Putin was quoted as saying that Russia has never refused to negotiate and that it seeks a comprehensive, sustainable, and just settlement of its conflict through peaceful means. His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northern Ukraine's Kharkiv region. China claims to take a neutral position in the conflict, but has backed Moscow's contentions that Russia was provoked into attacking Ukraine by the West. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to ThumbNet.net. This news update was brought to you by Pigeon Hardware, your do-it-best paint and supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware.